Big Sloth.
Hey guys.
Welcome to this week's episode of
Potato
Salad
Marma
Laid. This week we're going to do an investigation into the life and times of S. Han. Is he
a blink?
Or
does he use a teleporter under his stairs?
We'll find out today because of the super secret spy cams that we hooked up last week. But we're going to tell you all about it later on this week's episode of Potato
Salad
Marma
Laid. Kick it!
You know what I say every week when I hear that music, Carter?
What?
Man, we are so fortunate to have such cool theme music. Don't you agree?
Yep.
You know the only thing cooler than cool theme music?
What?
You. Yep. And you know what else is cooler than you?
What?
Nothing.
Actually, the answer is you.
Oh, Knuckles. All right, buddy, so let's get to it. The other day I wanted to tell you, I got that spy cam monitor up. It was sitting on the bedside table next to my side of the bed. And I started to get some activity, Carter.
What?
There's some activity.
Was it Mom?
No, she was asleep and snoring.
Were you there?
Yes, I was the one that was listening to the beeps and the whirs of the spy cam.
But then what do you mean by you got some activity? That's not activity.
No, activity on the cameras. We saw some things, and I'd like to send you... Here, let me send you to your cell phone real quick. Let me just send you here. There, just send you some documents. So look at that file. That right there, that is clearly a foot. You can tell... And when you know what they say when there's a foot in a photo?
What?
The something's a foot.
Good joke, but we're not doing jokes today. We're actually trying to solve a mystery.
Yep, it's about the mystery. So for those of you that don't know, we have a 6'5" Frenchman named S. Han who lives in the Wii in our family room. And we've welcomed him with open arms. But we've always wanted to know how he got into the video game console. And we've had some theories. We've had some ideas.
He could be a blink or a teleporter.
Carter's right. It could be a blink or it could have a teleporter. But the problem is we don't know where the machine would be hidden in our house because it's so much stuff stored. So many of my old toys.
Come on. We've already told them that it's in this, under the stairs.
Well, we think it's under the stairs.
But who knows?
I know. I know where it is.
Where?
It's under the stairs.
Dude, I just said that.
Let's do this. Let's
go check under the stairs.
Let's think about this, though. We got to be strategic, because here's the most important thing.
We don't want to be wrong. Otherwise, the case wouldn't be solved by us. It would be solved by nobody.
And also, we could hurt our friend's feelings. Because if he's a magical creature, like so many of the other creatures that we have in our home, like Christopher Pickles, our friend Sticky Jimmy, who evidently oozes caramel.
Well, he has Sticky Jimmy in his name. I mean, like, you gotta be careful.
You want to make sure that you know, you want to be sensitive to his feelings. You gotta take care of him. So, Carter, why is it important to you to find out why S-Han is either a blink or a teleporter?
To be honest, I'm into mysteries.
That's a good thing to have.
And funniness.
A little humor.
Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants.
A guy in underwear who has a cape. He has no clothes but an underwear.
So do you secretly think that S-Han is Captain Underpants?
I didn't say that.
Oh, because I was going to say.
Captain Underpants can't actually teleport, so the answer is no.
But maybe he can blink. Maybe it's possible that he's a blink.
Who knows? He may be a magical creature.
Well, we're going to find out.
Let's
go. I got another question for you.
Wait,
what do blinks eat?
Wait a minute.
Hang on.
Did he camouflage? He could have camouflaged while we weren't looking and snuck the tape and then opened our new VCR and then put the tape
in. Are you talking about the VCR I just hooked up in this room the other day?
Yes.
No, I'm going to look.
Okay.
What? Carter, the VCR is gone.
What the?
The VCR is completely gone. And I opened the closet and the closet's gone. All of the closet is gone. Everything in the closet is gone. It's been closet napped. Now the mystery.
It's called kidnapped.
It's not a kid. It's a closet.
Dude, they call it kidnapped for a reason, and it isn't because kids get kidnapped.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. Let's decipher this. Because this could be anybody, right now. Anybody could have taken this VCR, but you and I, look at me right in my eyes. Look at me, my steely gray eyes.
Your eyes are orange.
Yes, they are, just like my heart.
Dude, your heart is red.
Just like my hair.
Dude, your hair is orange.
Just like the spaghetti sauce I'm putting on tonight's dinner.
Dude, we're not eating spaghetti for dinner.
Just like the dessert we're having for tomorrow night's dinner. I don't know. I had nowhere else to go with that. Anyway, listen, here's the deal. So here's what we should do. Can you listen, Carter, let's be real quiet. Because I was in my office really late last night. And no one else was up. So evidently someone came in when I wasn't looking and grabbed my VCR. So what I need to do, we need to go downstairs and find it.
Yeah.
There's two places. It's going to either be this new VCR, the second VCR, is either going to be by the TV in the family room or under the stairs.
Or probably in the spare room.
All right, let's go. Let's get it. Let's get that door. Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right. I gotta be quiet. Be quiet on these stairs. These stairs are squeaky. Stairs are squeaky. All right. Listen. We're gonna turn this corner. In this corner, there's no going back. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Yeah.
We're gonna find out some really great stuff about our friend.
I don't want to spoil it, but I guess we'll have to.
Okay. Ready? On three. We're going to turn the corner, jump, and say hi. Ready? One, two, three.
Hi!
Okay, there's nobody there. That was super weird. I was really worried for a second there. All right, so what we're going to do...
Me too.
Carter, you open the door under the stairs. I'm going to go over by the TV here in the basement. I'm gonna rummage around.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Carter.
Yeah?
Hey, guess what I found?
What?
A pair of socks you were looking for.
Oh, goodness.
Right, left them down here, man.
Or maybe it's my friend Adam's. But maybe it's Sticky Jimmy's. Who knows?
Hey, did you find anything under the stairs yet?
I think I found something black in a sump pump. Come help me look.
Coming right now.
Thanks. Okay, so let's see.
Oh, were you looking for me, Mr. Carter?
What the? Why are you in the sump pump?
Oh.
Dude, that's a small pipe.
Hey, hold on one sec. Let's not judge. I'm, a little confused as to why you're here. But, your curiosity is piqued and I'd like to talk to you. Without Dad Bod around. Let's have a little sit down. Crisscross, as they say, applesauce. Do you have questions for me, Carter? I live in your Wii. I play your video games. I eat your pastries. I hang out at your fire pits. We're friends, right?
Yeah, but I don't Here's something.
Go ahead, my friend.
This horn. We set up spy cams to see if you were a blink or a teleporter or a magical creature or anything.
I know. That's why I took your dad's VCR. Because I thought it was really silly. I mean, why do you need two VCRs in the year 2021? You barely even need one, if at all. But you know what? It's all good, man. I saw the cameras. I figured you were worried about thieves. I'm not a thief. We're like BFFs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the big deal? You want to know what's going on with me?
Yes.
Well, why don't you ask?
How do you get in the Wii? I mean,
a ladder.
What the?
I take a magic ladder. Do you know that little ornament that your dad has with the broken Santa Claus on it that used to be at the old house here in Maryland that you dropped and you broke the top of?
Okay.
Well, one time I came to the house and was talking to your dad about pastries, naturally. And I bestowed some magic powers on it to try and fix it because I know how much it meant to him. And guess what? It turned into a magic ladder.
What the?
Every time I put my little foot on it, I became a tiny man and could go any place I wanted. So I just line it up and I put it inside the video games. I sleep in the PlayStation. I sleep inside the Wii. I sleep in the Switch. I sleep in the TV. I go where I want with the magic ladder of Eshan.
But since you're so tiny, how do you get the disc into do the Wii, even though you're too tiny and it's heavy?
That's a really good question. And what I do is I put the disc in first, and then I shove the ladder in, and I run down the ladder as the disc is loading, and then I get inside with the controller, and zip, zap, zoom, I go boom, boom, boom.
Oh.
You should try it sometime. It's a fun adventure. It's actually... Oh. I forgot to tell you.
What?
That time that you fell inside the Genesis?
Yeah.
Carter, this is my fault.
Why?
I was looking at your dad's VHS tapes, and I was trying to hide. I didn't want to get caught when I was taking the sweet 1994 USA World Cup tournament.
Oh, wow.
And I left my ladder in his office, and you sat on it and slid into the Genesis.
Oh, shoot. drink.
Yes, and that is how you and your father were transported into another dimension. Granted, it was fun, right?
Yeah, but just try to keep your ladder around you. Don't leave it where you...
Well...
Where you last was. Try to bring it with you.
Well, so since that day, I've kind of kept it in my pocket. Like right now, I've been using it for small repairs. I'm like, hey, I feel real bad about that happening to you, Carter. So, I put it, you know, to good use. I fix things. I fix your sump pump. I pull out the rocks. I pull out the dust and the gel. I just make things better.
Do you mind telling my dad that? Or no?
I'll be honest with you. I think it's important that we work together to tell your dad.
Okay.
As little as possible. Because this is your mystery, Mr. Carter. You have solved this mystery. You have come ahead at a beautiful time in your life. You are like a little muscular flower. You're like a pro wrestler. Your name would be Carter Man Flinnerin.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
Very great.
Well, hey, man, how about this? You want to go on a quick ride?
Okay.
Listen, I know it sounds like it'd be weird, but do you want to take the clean water pipes outside the house?
What the?
No, I know. It sounds funny, but if you get inside that sprinkler pipe, take it all the way around under the yard, we could have a little bit of fun. What do you say? For old time's sake, buddy?
I guess I could try.
All right, come here. Let's get in the ladder. It's right here. And I'll open the valve. I'll go first. That way you know I'll be waiting for you right there.
Okay.
On the count of three, count together. One, two, three.
Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Joe from the Curioso Podcast.
And we give our stamp of Curioso approval to the podcast that you're listening to right now.
Carter Flynn. Hey, Bubba. Where you at, man?
I'm right here.
Okay. Hey, man. What? Wait, dude. Why are you soaked?
To be honest, it's hard to explain it, but I went in the sprinkle, in the pipes.
You're in the pipes?
Under our yard.
Wait, what does that even mean?
It's overly complicated. I'll just go the easy way. S-Han has a magic letter that he tried to fix your broken Santa ornament, and it turned into a magic ladder.
What?
And it allows him to access the Wii and go into it.
What? Wait, what? That doesn't even make sense. What kind of thing was he repairing it with? Like Gorilla Glue? Because that stuff is really, really strong.
It's hard to remember, but yeah.
So, how did you end up in the pipes?
When S-Han steps on his magic ladder, it teleports him to whatever it is laying on.
Oh. So he's not a blink?
Yes. To be honest.
Okay, I'll give you 20 bucks.
He's not a blink, he's not a teleporter, he's just a normal man.
Normal man with a magic ladder. You know what, I gotta be honest with you, that's reassuring. That is where my grandmother's thing turned up. He has it?
Yes.
I'm gonna be I'm going to be really impressed if I ever get a chance to see that ladder in action. Well, I hope you had fun. So I got a question, I guess. You're soaking wet, and now my rug is wet in my office.
I'll clean it.
No, I know. Don't worry about it. No, we'll get towels later. There's no point in getting it now. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What? If you could be a pastry in the window of a French bakery, what kind of pastry would you be?
A Boston cream donut.
Really?
Yes. I'd be your favorite kind of donut.
That's not my favorite kind of donut.
It is.
No, it's not. That's the one we get the most. My favorite kind of donut is not a Boston cream donut. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because my favorite donut is an apple fritter.
What the?
Yep. Love a good apple fritter. You know why?
What?
Because it rhymes with grapple critter.
You don't have a critter and you don't have
I don't grapple. I don't do that. All right, Carter. Name two words that make you think about the word eggs.
Turkey, bacon, and eggs.
Turkey, bacon, and eggs?
Derpy bacon and eggs.
Derpy bacon.
It's a TV show called Derpy Bacon and Eggs. It's a TV show about a talking piece of bacon and a talking egg.
Okay.
And the piece of bacon's name is Derpy Bacon. And the other one, and the egg's name is Megs.
Oh, that's cool.
Pretty much the rappers.
Wait, they do like music rapping?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What channel is this on?
HGTV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got another one for you. Ready? If you were going to start your own sports team in any city, what city would you start the sports team in?
Tampa Bay.
Okay, so in the city of Tampa. Why would you pick Tampa?
Because pretty much I love the Miami Dolphins.
Other coast.
Other coast?
That's the other coast of Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then
totally different
I have
coast.
To go with Miami.
Okay, so you're going to start a sports team. How about this? So you and I get a lot of money from the podcast, this crazy podcast. You get that podcast money going on. So we're going to start a new sports team in Tampa. Tampa Bay. What sport is it going to be?
Soccer.
There's already a Tampa Bay soccer team. You know what their name is?
What?
The Rowdies.
No.
Yeah, no, seriously. Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Rowdies.
No, seriously. Tampa Bay Rowdies. And their colors are
not
green.
Not Miami.
Miami is on the East Coast. Tampa is on the West Coast.
I mean, like, they're both in Florida, but... I mean, like... I'm going to have a Miami soccer team.
Oh, not Tampa. So you want to have a Miami soccer team. There are three soccer teams in Miami.
What?
There's the Miami Fusion FC, there's the Miami FC, and there's Miami something FC. Three different teams.
Okay.
All right. Well, that'll about wrap up that segment. Well, Carter, that'll do it for that segment. We're going to come right back quick on the other side of the sponsorship break here on...
Potato.
Salad.
Marma. Wade.
Wade.
Hello, become a supporter for Potato Salad Marmalade so we can... send some money to our bank so we can actually buy a Ferrari.
I didn't sign off on that, Carter. We're not.
Come on, let's buy a Ferrari.
We have one supporter right now. In order to get a Ferrari, we would literally need like 100,000 more at the top tier.
Forget it.
Okay, listen.
I just want a Ferrari.
Okay. All selfishness aside, for as little as $1 a month, Carter and I can continue to have fun either way, but your support would be rad. We could get new equipment, different setup for the show, and we could buy ourselves really cool polo shirts where we could keep the collars popped. How's that sound, Carter?
Good.
All right, that's good. Thank you for supporting us, smooches.
And that's it for this week's show. As always, we've had a really great time for you guys. Carter, what did you learn this week?
I learned that mashed potatoes aren't necessarily mashed.
That's heavy. I learned that our friend that lives inside our Wii loves helicopters.
Really?
No, I just thought that I'd say that because I wanted to see if he'd show. Oh, you thought that I'd go an episode without showing up for you, Dad Bod. Whoa. Oh, you know we all love to call you that, Chirpy Tummy. Hey, whoa. Oh, I'm just saying, good episode, guys. I'm proud of you, Carter. Fun. We had fun earlier, right?
Yep.
Wink, wink. I'll see you later, buddy. Good night, Dad Bod.
Maybe.
Okay, anyway. You know what else I learned this week, Carter? It's the most important thing of all. We don't say goodnight.
We say
ba 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 ba